Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. This is a really good question today. It's about composition and it's about what we're doing in the real world as opposed to just looking at a photo you've taken and saying, here's what would have made it better. How do you go out into the real world and actually find the composition you're looking for? This question was posted by someone on Mastodon, and I'm really glad that they came up with this. It's someone who is getting back into photography after stepping away for a bit. They bought a 35mm lens for APS-C, so that makes it 50mm, and they're struggling. In the real world, there's not a lot of guide rails. You have complete opportunity and complete freedom, and I think in essence they're saying, where do I begin? Where do you actually begin with composition? That's the challenge. And there's a second part to the question, which is, what do you do when it's not working? So this is a really good question. And this is how we face things in the real world. This is a real life challenge. And so much of photography advice is sort of looking at it with 20/20 hindsight. And we're saying, well, if you had done this, and if you magically could have conjured up the scene to look differently in a certain way, then you would have got a different result. It doesn't really help you when you're out there looking for practical guidance that will put you on a path to better composition. The first thing I want to talk about is the lens. He's saying he's got a 35mm lens, but he's on APS-C. So I got kind of excited when I saw the 35mm and I didn't really tune in to the crop sensor straight away. Because for me, 35mm is my sweet spot. That said, when I first started out, and certainly the early decade of my career, 50mm was where I did most of my work. That was the lens that was giving me results. And even now, whenever we're shooting food and still life, 50mm is definitely the go. So he's got a 35mm lens on an APS-C camera that gives him 50mm of perspective effectively. And whether you're on 50mm or 35, these are good lenses to start with. And I think it's good starting with a prime. I think a lot of challenge with composition is if you've got a zoom lens that goes from 80 to 300, you just have this variable that's in your hands the whole time. And variables don't lead to better learning. Variables just add in complication. Having a simple setup, one lens, go out and practice, that's a good path forward. So the first rule is begin with one subject, just one. You could call it your hero, you could call it your primary subject, you could just call it the subject, but whichever way you want to put it in your head, you're composing around one subject. Now that doesn't mean there's only one subject in the frame. It means you're composing for that one subject. If you see it in those terms, this is my hero and everything else has got to complement it. Now you're starting to have a framework. I shoot almost everything at f2 because I really love shallow depth of field. One of my powerful tools for composition is I'm using shallow depth of field. I'm letting the background go blurry. I'm letting the foreground go blurry. People often forget about foreground when they're dealing with composition. It is a really big opportunity to build depth into your images if you're shooting with shallow depth of field. And when I say shallow depth of field, I don't mean f2.8. I certainly don't mean f4. I mean f2. F2 is my sweet spot, and that's where I like to be. And that's why my lenses have got to be f2 or faster. Something like the Sigma 35mm f2, it's in the contemporary range. It's great value. It's small, it's light, and it looks great. And there's lots of 50mm lenses out there. And again, I'm talking full frame. So if you're on an APS-C and you put the 35mm on your APS-C, you're effectively getting 50mm anyway. So it's a slightly tighter field of view than I would like to go out and wander with, but it doesn't really matter. It's his personal preference as to whether you prefer 35mm or 50mm. The thing that's going to make a difference is that shallow depth of field. If you're shooting at f2, you get that shallow depth of field. Now you've got something to work with. Because don't forget, this is all coming from one subject. You're building composition around that single subject. So if you're shooting at f2 and only one subject is in focus, you can see how this works. These two things connect. And it doesn't mean you can't bring lots of other stuff into your frame. In fact, you really do want lots of other stuff in the frame. You want as much in there as possible. The trick is you're using shallow depth of field to tell the audience what's important within this shot. If you can think about it another way, you can think about this as, do I want to complement my subject or do I want to compete with it? And you don't want 10 different things that are competing for attention within the shot. You want 10 different things that are elevating and connecting to your primary subject. So you start with one subject and then you look for what else can you bring into the scene. This idea of bringing more into a scene is such a powerful tool, and it's something that I think we don't do naturally. Most of us have a tendency to shoot too tight. We're getting in tight, we're trying to keep things out of the frame, we're pushing stuff out instead of bringing stuff in. And if you can flip that around, if you can change your perspective and say, here's my subject, what can I bring into the shot that's going to complement my subject? Again, we want to complement, not compete. We're shooting at f2, we have our subject, we're looking for what else can be hanging in the background or hanging in the foreground. You know, you can shoot through some foliage or some flowers, or maybe there's just a wider scene that's on offer that gives you depth. And it all begins with, decide what your primary subject is first. You can see that if the goal is to bring more into the shot, you can see why a 35mm lens might have a bit of appeal compared to a 50mm lens. The wider the perspective, the more you can bring in. And indeed, if you want to shoot portraits with a 24mm lens, I think this is really good. You can do a lot of beautiful stuff because you're bringing so much more into the scene. You're bringing in context. Because it's not just a portrait of a person, it's where they are, it's what they're doing. You want those other elements that tell you something about their lives. For me, it's really the wider the better, and 35mm is a very practical way to go, but I like going wider. I like shooting with 18mm. That's my other lens. So when I'm out on the street, often I've got two camera bodies, one with the 35, one with the 18. Because it's all about bringing more in. Composition is having room to compose. If you shoot everything tight, if you shoot like a portrait and it's just the head, there's no room to compose. But if you change that perspective and bring in the whole scene, now you've got room for composition to take place. Give it space, give it room, go wide. One of the other challenges with composition, I think, is we often just don't take enough shots. We don't actually take enough shots. We're shooting with digital cameras, so it's not costing us anything to take a bunch of photographs. And we're just not hitting that shutter enough. And the way I work, I'm taking shots in a burst. When I hit the shutter, I'm taking 3 shots or 5 shots or 10 shots. I'm letting the shutter roll on and burst using the continuous burst mode. And I'm doing that because, especially with people and portraits, the scene could be changing and their expressions could be changing and you want the right moment. And I just want to have a bunch of shots to choose from. But I'm also reshooting that same scene again and again and again. I will reshoot the same scene 2 or 3 times because I'm shooting at f2 and maybe the autofocus missed and maybe I had it in the wrong spot and maybe it just didn't work. To improve my hit rate, I simply take the shot a few times. I don't just do it the once and hope that I've got it. Don't be afraid to take a lot of extra photos. And there's a second value to all of this. When you get home and you download your pictures and you get them onto the computer and you get a chance to look through all of the mistakes you made that day. And at first that might sound a little bit depressing. I'm just going to look at everything I did wrong. But there's a lot to learn from looking through your mistake. Don't just focus on here's one I like and here's one I think was okay. How can I make that better? Look at what didn't work through those shots. Look at if there's some consistent pattern. Am I consistently too tight? Am I consistently out of focus in a certain way? Am I consistently missing the light? Where are the problems? I do want to end with a final thought on this, which is light. Because light is what makes all the difference. And you can't get good composition without good light. The two are always connected. And how you use the light is really important. And I've talked about this before, I think in my last video, actually, I talked about this idea that if you let the light guide you, if you look for where the light is doing something interesting, then look for compositions in that. Don't do it the other way around. If you find an interesting subject in terrible light, you are not going to get the shot you want. Look for where the light is good first, and then look for the opportunities to compose. So I'm going to stop there. I could talk for hours about composition, and I've really held off doing a YouTube that's all about composition because it's a really big topic. But I felt this was a really good question. The difference is not just a theoretical or an abstract or a hindsight version of what makes composition good. It's when you go out into the field, what can guide your process? Start with your primary subject. Shoot at f2, use a lens that's somewhere between 50 to 35 millimeter, wider the better, and start with good light. And I hope that helps. Have a good day.